The weather has remained quiet and a little bit cool across eastern New York and western New England. There's certainly a change on the thermometer from yesterday to today, and you are feeling that chill this afternoon. Temperatures are running around seasonable levels, and in some spots we're actually a couple of degrees above average. But all in all, it's feeling much more like winter time than yesterday when it felt a little bit more like spring. Most areas have been in the sunshine through the day. There have been a couple of clouds mixing in. And as we head into tonight, I don't have any major weather concerns to talk about. Things are looking dry, a little bit chilly, but not too bad for this time of year. Lows will be generally in the teens, so you will need that heavy coat if you are going to be out and about, but I don't expect any concerns with rain or snow or anything along those lines. I'll be mindful of maybe a few icy patches out there, especially on the sidewalks, the driveways, some of the parking areas, and even some of the back roads. And then for tomorrow, again, things are looking pretty nice. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be seasonably cool, and that means highs will be largely in the 30s to around 40 degrees, which is a cool feeling, but not too bad for this time of year. And when you consider that there's going to be at least a little bit of sunshine tomorrow, that's going to help things as well. So for those who are traveling tonight into tomorrow, which is a number of people, I don't expect any problems on the roads at all. So at least this time around, the weather is cooperating. And fortunately, it's not like last week when it seems like every day we had something to deal with. In this case, things are looking quiet overall over the next couple of days. By Thursday, we'll see more clouds in the mix. There could be a late day or nighttime snow shower on Thursday. And then on Thursday night, late into Friday morning, we're going to have to be on the lookout for the potential for some freezing rain. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything too heavy, but as you are very likely aware, it just takes a little tiny bit of freezing rain to make for some very slippery travel conditions. So there's the potential for some icing Thursday night into Friday morning. Then temperatures should slowly warm up on Friday with the icy mix transitioning over to some rain showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold. Lows will be in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny and seasonably cool, dry, pleasant, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, seasonable, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, dry, seasonably cool, pleasant, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low around 20, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, seasonably cool, pleasant, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow partly sunny, seasonably cool, pleasant, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of a late snow shower, highs in the 30s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of freezing rain and rain, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.